Hey everyone, it's been said that every quilt tells a story, and it's so true. But I also believe every quilter has a story. I wanted to hear about the people behind these wonderful quilts, and thought you'd enjoy hearing about their lives also. Welcome to A Quilter's Life. I chatted with Sherry Kenny on this episode. When I interviewed Sherry, we were sitting in her shop, Willow Creek Quilters and Crafters. When I went to edit this episode, I was sorry to see on Facebook that Sherry had decided to close her shop. I'm sure this must have been a difficult decision for her, but I wish her the best as she begins a new chapter in her life. It was a joy to visit with this humble and sweet lady. From the comments on Facebook, I could see that she will be greatly missed. So here's our chat. Hey, Sherry.
Hi.
And welcome to A Quilter's Life. I'm so glad that you can take the time with me today to talk about your quilting. Let's get a little background of who you are. Where were you born and raised?
Okay. Well, my name is Sherry Kenny, and I was born and raised out past Barlow, out around Palmer Square.
Okay.
So I was raised out in the country on a small farm, and raised by a mother who sewed all the time, crocheted, you know, did all the crafty things. And I have two sisters, and one of which learned to sew at a very young age too.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned on the old turtle sewing machines.
Oh, neat. Do you happen to still have it?
No. Our mother passed away, but we didn't get to get the treadle machine.
So. Yeah.
We wish we did.
Yeah. So you said you had two sisters. Where do you fit in? Were you the oldest, the youngest, middle?
I'm the youngest. We have a brother that's the oldest, and then the two sisters in between us.
Okay. And now you live here in Marietta?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we know you're a quilter, but do you have other hobbies?
At this point, I used to do all kinds of crafts, and I did the crocheting and tulle painting. I loved painting on wood, and actually we used to do a lot of craft shows and stuff, and pouring candles. I poured a lot of candles for years, and so I've dabbled in a lot of different things.
There's a lot of crafts out there.
Oh yes, oh yes.
So how long have you been quilting?
Oh, my hands. Probably 20 years. I've sewed all my life,
mm-hmm.
But I just kind of started out dabbling in it more than anything, and just making some baby quilts is kind of where I started. But our mother was a quilter, and she just made beautiful, beautiful quilts. And so she had, how many, Susie? 17 grandchildren, and we've lost track of the great-grandchildren because there's so many. But everybody got their own quilt.
Yeah.
And she had actually, her sister-in-law talked her into entering a quilt in the Columbus State Fair. And she didn't want to because she didn't think that she was good enough. Well, it won the State Fair in
wow.
Columbus. And then it went on, and she ended up, she took first in the nation with that quilt.
Wow.
Yeah. And then two more times she entered, you know, a quilt that mm-hmm. was first in the nation.
Wow.
So she really excelled, and I'm not the perfectionist that she was, but I just completely, thoroughly enjoy it.
Wow, that is such a neat heritage to have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have any of those quilts?
Yeah. Yeah, all three of us girls got, you know, quilts from her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have some memory quilts there.
Good. Do you happen to have a favorite quilt that you've made or that your mother made?
Oh, I don't know that I've ever narrowed it down to a favorite, because I see something in every quilt that strikes me. It's like, even if it's a quilt that I can glance at it and say, I don't really care for that quilt. Mm-hmm. And then I look at it long enough, and then there's something about it that I like.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could ever say that I had a favorite one.
Uh-huh. And I'm finding that's a common answer to that question.
Well, yeah, because when you're doing it, everything that you make, you made it for a reason, mm-hmm. because it was something about it that struck you. So then it's like, and then as a quilter, you're always dying to make the next one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hear a lot of people talking about UFOs.
Oh.
So do you have a pile of unfinished quilts?
I would be embarrassed to even show you my pile. Because you get it started, and then once you get a couple blocks made and you got it all figured out,
yeah,
and you start to put it together, then you know what it's going to look like. So then it's like the race to get the other one started so you can see what it's going to turn out like. So that's what we do to ourselves.
Yeah. Okay, when you're making your quilts, do you have a favorite tool that you use?
I really can't think.
I just know some people will say, oh, I couldn't quilt without this, or I just would be lost with that, without that or something. But
no, everybody. I'm a make do with whatever's beside me that day. I'll use it and keep on going, and because my head gets into where I'm going to put these colors and how I'm going to lay these blocks, and I don't care about all of that.
Yeah.
I'm cutting fabric and sewing it together, and
yeah.
That's all I care. So, no. But as you can see, I have my share and then some, so.
Yeah. So, is there a part of the process you like better than other parts? There's, you know, the cutting them apart, putting them together, quilting it, and the binding. I even find myself liking the ironing.
Now, my sister loves to iron. And she has literally come in here and just ironed fabric and ironed and ironed. And I'm like, oh, bless her. Because, you know, I don't mind doing it. But
yeah.
That's not what I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds it relaxing. I like sewing.
Yeah.
But I also enjoy, like, in the evening to pick up a quilt and sit down in front of the TV and do hand binding.
Mm-hmm.
And because I still do the hand binding,
yeah,
on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I guess in my little world, that's the only thing that's acceptable. That's how it has to be done. Or it's not all hand done. And so,
yeah. Yeah. I took a class down in when I was in North Carolina, and the teacher taught us to do that by hand, and I said, this is the only time I'm going to do it by hand. I'm going to sew them by machine after this class. And I've never sewn one by machine again once I did the hand binding, and it looks so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I don't care how, you know, everybody's got an idea of how they're going to put that on, and you'll never know it. But there's something about doing that with a machine and sewing both sides of it,
mm-hmm,
that reminds me of a bottom quilt.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want mine. You've done all that handwork.
Yeah.
And putting that all together just to slap that binding on and have it look like a bottom quilt.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Huh. Well, this is my fun question.
Okay.
What is your worst quilting experience?
Oh, I got several. probably as of late, I made a quilt, and I love it. I put it on the my purse stitcher, and I don't know what went awry. It was when I was first learning to use it, but the needle got stuck, and the machine wanted to keep moving, but the needle was stuck.
Oh no!
And it tore my quilt.
Oh no!
And it's still wadded up because I got mad and wadded it up. Still have to fix it.
Oh my!
But yeah, that was kind of heartbreaking after all that work.
Yeah.
To tear that, and of course it wasn't on the edge; it had to be out in the middle.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so.
Oh. That would be horrible.
Yeah, that's one of those. I think it's time to cry.
Who do you usually make your quilts for?
So many of the quilts that I make, as soon as I get one done and I hang it up in my shop, then one of my kids will claim it.
Okay.
Or my grandkids. Or I like to make them, you know, and give them more to my family.
Mm-hmm.
And although I make them strictly for customers that they've ordered one, but as far as ones that I've already made, I typically don't sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people ask me to buy them, but it's like, well, my daughter already claimed that one. I can't sell that one. And that's how most of them are.
Yeah. Do people see that and say, can you make one similar or and order one like that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, especially around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot of quilts at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of the t-shirt quilts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because everybody wants the memory quilts for, you know, for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter is exceptional at making them. And she doesn't do the typical blocks in a row, you know, kind of thing.
Okay.
Hers is pieced this way and that way, like, and then she fills in and does things. So she really makes very unique individual ones.
Nice.
And so, therefore, she gets a lot of people wanting her to do. So she does most of them.
Yeah, when you have a quilt, you don't want it to be like everybody else's.
No. I'm not, I always say I like things that are misbehaving.
Yeah.
You know, they're not all lined up in a row, they're misbehaving. So that's more my style.
Since this is an audio recording, people can't see that we're sitting in your quilt shop. And I see it's Quilters and Crafters, so in your name.
Yeah.
So Willow Creek Quilters and Crafters.
Yes.
When did you open your shop?
It's been 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it started out as a shop for my husband does woodworking. So one half was my quilt shop and one half was his woodworking. Well, I didn't think it would grow as fast as what it did. So he gave up his wood shop and moved his stuff out. And so I filled that up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then found out that wasn't enough. So then we put on an addition back here. And this is more like our working area.
Uh-huh.
And which gave me more room out there. And so I just, but I'm not adding on no more. I'm done.
It's cute.
Thank you. Thank you.
You really have decorated nicely. It's just,
oh, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You can see I like old stuff.
Yeah. I like walking in just the fabrics you have there by the door, what I glanced at first, that just the those colors, I love those. Types of colors
kind of jump out at you.
Yeah.
There's those now the quilt, of course I know the people can't see it, but It's an Eleanor Burns pattern, and it's the trip around the world, and I love those colors. Love the teals and the corals and stuff. I've gotten real attached to those.
When did you decide to go from, you were a quilter, that I'm going to open a shop? What was that about?
Well, I started out, I wanted one of the long arm machines. And I got one. And the only room in the house that it would fit in is in the bedroom. And so my house became a mini quilt shop. And my dining room table, of course, was my sewing area, like every woman uses their dining room table. And so my house was so full that that's when we decided to build the shop. And it's like, oh, well, if we're going to do that, I would like to do like some quilting classes or something. You know, have, you know, women come up and be with me. And then the game began. So it was a matter of, I practically filled my shop in the beginning from my house.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had a good start on it.
I don't have quite that big of a stash yet.
Oh, you will. You will.
Yeah.
If
I'm
you're
afraid
just
of
getting,
that.
If you're just getting started, and I can tell you, I know so many women who swear up and down, I don't buy any more fabric and toil. You know, I use what I got. And we all start out thinking that. And then you start getting curious about, ooh, this quilt shop has this, and you know how we're all so different.
Yeah.
And this quilt shop has that. Well, I better check this out and check that out. Well, now you've went to two shops and you've bought two sets of fabrics. And then it just keeps going.
It does.
And you can't help yourself.
So what tips would you give people? Is there something that you've thought of along the way of, I wish I had known that, kind of, you have a tip?
Well, I was fortunate enough to learn some things from my mother. I think the biggest tip that I give all of the people that I've taught is, if you're not willing to use the same ripper, don't even start this. Because the best of the best use a seam ripper. And the first thing, that would be the second. The first thing is, if you're not willing to iron as you're piecing, you're never going to have a nice quilt. And not that everybody's quilt has to be perfect, because some people don't care if it's perfect. They just want to make one.
Yeah.
And if it turns out okay, they're happy. Which, whatever makes anybody happy, you know, is a wonderful thing. But if you're striving to make blocks and have points come together, then learn to iron. So many of the patterns have, you know, the ironing directions. And look at them and use them, and then your quilt will just lay so much better for you, and you'll have a nicer quilt. And pressing correctly is one of the biggest things you can do.
That's a real good tip.
Thank you.
I should mention, the way I found out about you was, I was grocery shopping, and I heard two ladies start talking about quilting.
Oh.
So I had to go up to them and say, oh, because we moved away for about 7 years, and then we have moved back about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And so I, oh, I quilt. And the one lady told me about you and actually gave me your card.
Oh.
So that's how I found out about you. I don't remember her name, if I even knew her name.
Yeah.
But she told me how wonderful you were. And
well, for heaven's sakes. Well, yeah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was nice.
It was.
Yeah, that makes me feel good.
So thanks so much for answering my questions. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that I really enjoy people. I love all my regular customers. I have such sweet people come in here that I really enjoy their company.
Mm-hmm.
And I love meeting new people.
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
To me, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode of A Quilter's Life, you can find more stories on aquilterslife.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts so each episode will be downloaded automatically. Thanks for listening!